This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. At a shareholder meeting today, the drug maker Vivus is expected to argue that despite slow sales of the weight loss drug Qsymia, ousting its board of directors is not the answer. The fact is there are many reasons for the drug's sluggish sales, but the company is very aggressively trying to make its way into more American medicine cabinets. Gigi Duban reports.
Even in the age of specialty gyms and juice cleanses, plenty of people are more than willing to pop a pill just to drop a few sizes. There's still a demand for diet drugs.
It is quite strong. Everyone's looking for a silver bullet for weight loss and particularly for obesity.
Jeffrey Joyce teaches pharmaceutical economics at the University of Southern California. Unlike other prescription weight loss drugs, Qsymia has a big hurdle. It has a component of fen-phen. And even though it's different, he says some doctors won't be comfortable prescribing the drug.
Particularly from more knowledgeable physicians, they know there are elevated cardiovascular risks with fen-phen. And I do think, you know, this did pass clinical trials, but I still think there's lots of skepticism.
So one of the company's latest tactics is to market the drug straight to consumers. Starting this fall, according to a company press release, you'll see Qsymia ads in magazines and on TV. That's sort of smart.
Now, whether when people go to the pharmacy and find out it costs $200, whether they indeed fill the prescription would remain to be seen.
James Hughes teaches economics at Bates College. A 30-day supply of the drug at CVS starts at $145. So the company earlier this month started offering 2-week free trials. Hughes says that only takes you so far.
I wouldn't expect that to be the kind of game changer that widespread insurance coverage would be.
The company didn't respond to requests for an interview, but a recent company press release says it's working to get more insurance companies to cover the drug. Hughes says insurers may wait another 6 months to a year to see how great a demand there is for the drug and whether it works. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.